This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
No sleep till!
Junkies, flunkies, misfits, and siblings. Welcome to this weekend's episode of your home for everything NWA, TNA. They're separate now. They're not together. The PTB weekend special. And anything else we want to talk about, because we sometimes kind of go off script. But that's the point of a podcast. It's fun. It's off. It's crazy. It's not scripted to a certain extent. It's all sorts of things. Anyway. It's late. Well, it's late when we're recording, but it's probably early having coffee and a donut for all of you. I am Scott Criscolo, babbling endlessly. Here's the doctor, Dr. G, George Oblino. Say something so I stop talking.
Yeah, no donuts for you.
No donuts for me. No donuts or cookies. I can't eat that stuff. My A1C went down and I've lost weight, so that's good. Anyway, doctor, welcome everyone. This past weekend, we, of course, no big shows this weekend. We have a breather. Last weekend, of course, was Rebellion. And we thank you for those that listened to the reaction special. We had threw a little NWA in there, too. Next weekend, we have another TNA show. So, except it is a TNA Plus show, so it'll be Friday night, which means next weekend you will not have a – we will not have a – NWA or a TNA weekend. Let me start that over. A PTB weekend special. We're live, pal. We will not have a PTB weekend special on Sunday morning because Monday morning we will drop, or Monday, not sure when, afternoon, evening, morning.
Now that you've confused everybody.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing right now. I'm just going to go hide under the bed. Monday, the 6th of May, we will have a reaction special for TNA Under Siege, which is the next big show, which is this coming Friday, the 3rd, from Albany, New York. So there'll be no PTB weekend special next Sunday morning. We'll have the reaction special Monday for TNA's Under Siege. And we'll throw a little NWA in there, too, because this coming Tuesday is part 4 of Hard Times. They actually broke it into 5 pieces, which hasn't been that bad. We had a pretty good show this past week. Of course, part 5 is going to be the big show, because in 2 weeks, which would be the, not this coming week, the 30th, but May 7th is the big one, because on that night, they will crown a new national heavyweight champion. And EC3 will defend the World Heavyweight Championship against Thrillbilly Silas, who, of course, Doctor, cashed in the United States title, or the National Heavyweight title, for the world title shot. Speaking of United States titles, the tag team titles are vacant because the Immortals of Kratos, and Odinson cashed them in so they can get a world tag team title shot with Blunt Force Trauma, which happened last week, and they lost. So, on a side note, before we begin, on the reaction special for Rebellion, I said there were 2 big returns that day, that night. There was actually 3. I had it on my notes, and then I never said it when we talked about it. We talked about Mike Santana was back. Of course, Matt Hardy came back. And I totally forgot. Well, I forgot to say it. I had it on my notes. Sami Callihan came back into TNA. Now, the difference between the two, Santana and Matt Hardy, they're signed for TNA. Sami Callihan is technically still a free agent. He is his deal with MLW is up, so he's a free agent. So he is not re-signing with TNA. He's a free agent. He just showed up at Rebellion. I like Sami Callihan. He's cool.
Listen, it's great to see these guys all have different places to work now. You know this.
Yep.
I think it's good for the industry.
Yeah, it totally is. That they
and it gives a chance to freshen up your gimmick a little bit.
Sure, absolutely. Speaking of gimmick freshening up, we definitely had one this past Tuesday on Power. I'll mention that momentarily. So Hard Times, which was in Dothan, was cut into five parts. We've seen the first three. And we're going to go over part three now, which was this past Tuesday. And then this coming Tuesday is part four. I'll give you the matches for that. That'll be this Tuesday. And then part five in 2 weeks is the big one, because we'll have a new national heavyweight champion, and EC3 will defend the world heavyweight title against Throwbilly Silas. So, because remember, Throwbilly Silas cashed in the national heavyweight title specifically for this reason. So, all right, let's go to the Dothan Civic Center in Dothan, Alabama, for part three of Hard Times, which was this past Tuesday on the CW app. The tournament for the United States tag team titles continued. The former champions, Daisy Kill and Talos, won their first round match. They defeated Alex Misery and Mecha Wolf in 6:51. Solid enough match. Apparently, I guess La Rebellion is no more. Mecha Wolf is working with other people. I guess Bestia Cacias is either back in Mexico, or maybe he took time off because his dad was sick. So we'll see what happens there. But Mecha Wolf is actually teaming with Alex Misery, and they lost. So Daisy Kill and Talos, the former U.S. Tag Team Champions, move on in the tournament. They are vacant at the moment because, again, the Immortals of Kurto and Odinson cashed it in so they can get a shot at Blunt Force Trauma for the World Tag Team titles, which they lost. We had, and I can't believe this result. I was a little stunned, to be honest. The world women's title was on the line. Kenzie Page defended against Natalia Markova. I thought, Dr. G, that this was going to be the moment that Natalia Markova finally broke the glass ceiling after losing two gut punch matches to Camille for the world women's title at back-to-back pay-per-views. She does not convert here either. Of course, Pretty Empowered helped. But Kenzie Page retained the world women's title in 8:05 against Natalia Markova. Do you think she's ever going to win it?
I don't know. I mean, she was my pick a while ago to be the next.
I thought she was the one that was going to beat.
But maybe they're going to build it up for one of their. I mean, we don't call them pay per views anymore. I guess they're CWs.
Well, maybe she'll get another shot. Yeah, maybe she'll get another shot coming up in, what is it, June at Crockett Cup. Or maybe she'll get a shot at the end of August in Philly at NWA 76. We'll see. But this is her third World Women's title shot, and the third time she has not.
I actually like to see her do it at NWA 76.
Yeah. I mean, Kenzie Page has held the belt since NWA 75 when she shocked the world and ended the one time reign of Camille. Of course, Camille is not in the NWA anymore. She's technically a free agent. I'm a little surprised at this point. We've not seen Camille anywhere.
Is she? You think she's selling herself too high? Maybe she thinks.
Well, listen, TNA needs her bad. WWE doesn't need her. WWE doesn't need her. They have enough.
No, I think she'd get lost there.
She'd get lost there. Even with the injuries right now to Rhea Ripley, and I think she would get lost in the shuffle. Honestly, I don't even think AEW needs her. I think now, you know, they got Monet, and they've kind of boosted Willow Nightingale, and Deonna Purrazzo, and Toni Storm still good. They have plenty of women at the top of the card. I don't think they need. TNA needs a bona fide women's wrestler really bad, a knockout. Because, I mean, they do have Ash by Elegance, the former Dana Brooke, but they still, I mean, they've got to replace Naomi. They got to replace Deonna Purrazzo. I think Camille would be perfect in TNA. I think TNA should definitely sign her. Easily. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe she's, I mean, there were rumors I read that maybe her and Tom Latimer were going to have their first child. That's entirely possible. I don't know. If that's the case, congratulations, but I can't confirm that. Otherwise, maybe she is selling herself a little high, but I mean, it's Camille. I mean, one of the three companies.
Well, the thing is that the more you're off TV, the more, you're being out there, the more people forget about you.
Yes, I know. So we'll see. And then in the main event, and of course, there were some promos with some various people in the middle. I think Throwbilly Silas had a promo promoting his upcoming.
When you're hot, you're hot.
You're hot. And when you're not, of course, he's getting his title shot against EC3 in 2 weeks on the final part of Hot Tams. That's why he cashed in his national heavyweight title, which there's going to be a four-way on that same show to determine the new national heavyweight champion. You could spoil it and check Wikipedia or whatever, but we're not going to do it here on the show. Because obviously, I'm sure a lot of obviously it was taped, so a lot of places might have already put who won. But we're not going to do it here. We're going to be total kayfabe, not tell you.
Good.
So, now in the main event, we had a 6-man tag with a big character change here. So the Miserably Faithful, which is Gags the Gimp, Matt Rotella's favorite wrestler, Judas, and the dual television champion, Max the Impaler, against Carson Drake and Magnum Muscle, of course, the team of Dax Draper and our guy, Mims. In 707, there was a lot of confusion, a lot of miscommunication, and Dax Draper ate a double spear from Judas and Max the Impaler. Max the Impaler pinned Dax, and the Miserably Faithful won the match. After the match, they showed Mims a little perturbed. I'm sure losing again pissed him off. I wouldn't blame him. He constantly does. He got in the ring, and he long, in my opinion, long overdue heel turn, beat the shit out of Dax Draper after he got pinned. And then Carson Drake, who's a heel anyway, fucked him up too. So Carson Drake was kind of already a heel, but now it's not going to be Mims anymore. Now it's Mims because we got to do the heel thing, you know.
I think that's a good move.
I think it's a great move. I think it's a great move. Talk about a guy who was long overdue for a change of character scenery. What do you think?
I definitely think, because I didn't really understand why they had him lose the championship to Max the Impaler. I still don't understand the whole thing.
I don't either.
Again, that's the only issues I really sometimes have in the NWA. I just feel like, oh, we just scrap one storyline, go to the next, and like there's no ending to it. Like there's no completion to a storyline sometimes. Some of my only complaints really these days. Otherwise, I think things are, they're okay, Once they
again,
great,
I'm kind of looking forward to how they handle the next two shows. Hard Times, they kind of broke down, that's fine, but I'm curious how they'll handle the Crockett Cup and how they'll handle
I don't know how they're going to do Crockett Cup, but I think you're going to see a lot of this where they're breaking the shows up, and that's going to be the powers. Seems like that's the way he's doing it right now.
Business model, we'll see. I have a feeling they won't do that with NWA 76, but we'll see. So that was this past week's power. So we had Daisy Kill and Talos move on in the U.S. Tag Title Tournament. Kenzie Page retained the World Women's title against Natalia Markova. And Mims turned heel and beat the shit out of Dax Draper, ending Magnum Muscle, which is fine because Mims needs a change of pace anyway. Next, this coming Tuesday, on the 30th, will be part 4 of Power. Your three matches will be the Kids, Alexander Lev and Jackson Drake, will take on the Slime Balls, Sage Chance and Tommy Rant. AJ Kazana will take on Anthony Andrews, the former member of Country Gentlemen, in a last call match, whatever that is. And then inside of a steel cage, we love cages, the team of Knox and Murdoch will face the Southern Six. Alex Taylor, Kerry Morgan. So we have a cage match, Doctor, coming up this
nice
on Power, part four.
I always love a good cage match.
I agree, of Hard Times. And then, as I mentioned, we'll mention it again, it will air on May 7th. We have the final part of Hard Times, and this is the big matches. AJ Francis against Austin Idol in a no DQ match. We will have our four-way to determine the new national heavyweight champion between Tom Latimer, Blake Troop, Burchill, and Zion. So one of those men will walk out the national heavyweight champion. And in the main event, EC3 will defend the world's heavyweight championship against Thrillbilly Silas. And that'll be the main event. So that's the last episode of the Hard Times series. And that will be on Tuesday, May 7th. At some point then after that, I think they are doing some tapings. Actually, they did tapings a couple weeks ago in Tampa. So those will be announced. Then, of course, in 2 weeks, May 18th, will be the Crockett Cup. Then they're doing, on my birthday, Doctor, June 1st, they're doing a Back to the Territories. I don't know if this is going to be televised, but it's going to be at Carnes High School in Knoxville, Tennessee, so I don't think it'll be televised. Then, of course, NWA 76 will be on Saturday, August 31st at the old ECW Arena in Philly. And then, of course, they'll go back to Dauphin way down the road at the end of the year on December 14th for NWA Looks That Kill. I wonder if they'll play the Motley Crue song. She got the looks that kill. That kill. I wonder if they'll do that. That'll be fun. Anyway, so looking ahead, they do have, let's see, they did have that. Oh, did we go over this card? The NWA Chicago, The Arrival. This was the one in Highlands Park at that Madame Zuzu's Emporium.
Oh, that's because it's the new one of the new territories.
One of the new territories. This was back on March 8th. Yeah. Silas Mason defeated Boz. Kenzie Page defeated Lila Pescadita to retain the world women's title. Brian Idol, who's the WWC television champion, he defeated Anthony Katana. Charlie Clyman defeated Daisy Kill. Joe Alonso beat Victor Inestra. This is before Joe Alonso won the junior heavyweight title. Rafael Quintero and Trevor Murdoch defeated Kerry Morton and Storm Grayson. Mims defeated Mario Pardois. And in a three-way main event, Ryan Matthews defeated Sidney Porter and Voodoo Godbones. I've called you that from time to time. Can you bring room service to Voodoo Godbones? Then on March 15th was that NWA Exodus Pro When in Rome. That was in Cleveland. That's isn't that what's his name's promotion? EC3's?
Which one?
Exodus Pro.
Yes.
Yeah. They had a show back on March 15th. Sebastian beat Alex Bryan. Brandon Day beat Jay Bradley. Carson Drake and the Slimeballs beat J-Rock, Rex Brody, and Rolando Freeman. Cristiano Argento won the Julius Caesar Memorial Toga Battle Royal against a bunch of guys. Man Bun Jesus defeated Steve. Oh, did I go over this card? I remember Man Bun Jesus. Tiffany Nieves kept the MPW title. Cal Harrow defeated Sam Beal for the Midwest title in a Midwest title tournament semi. Oh, I think I did this card because these matches look familiar. And then NWA and WLW did Night of Champions 5. That was on March 23rd in Troy, Missouri. I think I read these too. Yeah, EC3 defeated Steve Fender. Yeah, I did that one. So just want to catch up on the cards. So, yeah, May 18th, Crockett Cup, Forney, Texas. Then they're doing a territory show on my birthday, June 1st, in Knoxville. Of course, NWA 76 will be August 31st in Philly. Dr. G and I will be there. And then NWA Looks That Kill will be on December 14th back in Dothan. So, a little update there on the National Wrestling Alliance. And yes, Billy Corgan's weird show is debuting in a couple of weeks on the CW app.
Yeah, I'm interested to see the NWA part, you know, the behind the scenes.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit
about
it.
I want to show an NWA roster person to give a little congratulations to Kerry Morton. He graduated from college today.
Did he really?
King University. And on his page said 4 years and 2 degrees later. So.
No shit.
Yes.
That's kind of fucking crazy.
Congratulations to him. And you know, while doing that, while he's a professional wrestler, you gotta give him credit.
I concur. Congrats, Kerry Morton. You're now a member of the Southern Six, which is more important than any degree. So so anyway, all right. Let us now move on to Impact, which had a show this past Thursday, which was on Access TV. And, of course, if you have TNA Plus, it's on there too. Or if you have the TNA YouTube channel for $1 a month, you could watch it there. This was at the Palms, but, of course, this was coming out of TNA Rebellion last weekend. Mike Santana, in his first match on Impact, defeated Myron Reed in 257 in a TNA World Title number one contenders match. Josh Alexander, the former champ, beat Frankie Kazarian in 9:22. This result kind of surprised me, but then again, we still have a world champion that's a heel, so having Frankie K win the number one contender would make no sense. So, Josh Alexander, of course, the former champion who had
Josh Alexander, I really like him. He reminds me of Kurt Angle a little bit. Maybe he doesn't have the charisma that Kurt Angle has,
Hall of Famer, but the guy can wrestle.
But in terms of wrestling, you know, he's fun to watch.
He is. And, you know, he had to forfeit the world title due to injury. He didn't lose. So he has a future world title shot. I'll give you the Under Siege card in a moment. That's coming up this Friday. Xia Brookside pulled off an upset, defeated Ash by Elegance in 6:58. I don't know if I would have done that. She's kind of brand new, but that's okay. In a 2-on-1 handicap match, Sami Callihan made his Impact return for the first time in a couple years, defeating the Good Hands, Jason Hotch and John Skyler. And in the main event, Eddie Edwards, with the System, defeated Nick Nemeth in 12:57. They were getting beat down by the System when he was saved by Broken Matt Hardy. Delete! So it's turning into a little heels versus faces thing. Matt Hardy and Nick Nemeth going to war with the System, Dr. G.
Oh boy,
so that was your episode of Impact. Again, if you want to check it out, it is on their YouTube channel for $1. It is also on TNA Plus, unless you watched it on Access TV. We have one more episode. Of Impact coming up this Thursday, May 2nd. And then the next night, May 3rd, on TNA Plus is Under Siege, which will take place at the Washington Avenue Armory in Albany. There are 5 matches right now. Jordan Grace and PCO against Steph Delander and Khan in a mixed tag match. That's going to be fucking bizarre.
That is bizarre.
Spitfire, Danny Luna, and Jody Threat will defend the Knockouts tag titles against the team of Alicia Edwards and Masha Slamovich. Kelly's hurt, that's why. Hammerstone will take on Jake Something. That should be a fun match. A couple of pieces of meat slapping each other's meat. Meat slapping meat, as they say. In a singles match for the TNA X Division title, Mustafa Ali will defend the X Division title against either Ace Austin or Trey Miguel. They're having that number one contenders match this coming Thursday on Impact. And the main event, a 6-man tag, Broken Matt Hardy and Speedball Mountain, the team of Trent Seven and Mike Bailey, against the System. So this will be against the whole System, Moose, Brian Myers, and Eddie Edwards. So this will be the first pay-per-view / streaming show of the TNA year where Moose will not be defending the TNA world title. He will be wrestling, but he'll be in this 6-man tag, which is fine. You don't need a title match every month. It's crazy. So that's the card at the moment. five matches, two title matches, the Knockouts World Tag Team title and the TNA X Division title. So Jordan Grace will not be defending the Knockouts title. Moose will not be defending the world title. The System will not be defending the tag titles because they're in the six-man tag. So I feel like this Under Siege is kind of like a holdover show. Feels like a holdover show. But it may end up beating a pretty good show. You never know. But that card is this coming Friday, May 3rd, at the Washington Avenue Armory in Albany. And then the next big show, another one on TNA Plus, will be Against All Odds. And that will take place on Sunday, June 14th. From Cicero Stadium in Cicero, Illinois. So, which I think, wasn't that where All In was? The first All In, the Indie All In? I might be wrong.
No, that, it was in that, it was called.
At Heights, what is it? Hamilton Heights or whatever? It was any other place. Yeah, that's right. So, that's the name. And then, of course, the next, quote, pay-per-view will be Slammiversary, which will be in July. So this is definitely kind of a holdover show that they're doing next Friday, Under Siege, because half of the two main singles champions not defending their titles, Jordan Grace and Moose, the World Tag Team Champions, the System, Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards, not defending the titles. Right now, there's two title matches: the Knockouts tag titles and the X Division title. So there'll probably be a couple more matches added maybe this coming Thursday on Impact. Of course, Mustafa Ali needs an opponent for Under Siege. And again, it'll be either Trey Miguel or Ace Austin. So we'll see. So there's your update on TNA. So two pretty good shows coming up this week. Power on Tuesday and Impact on Thursday.
TNA is really not missing a beat per se without Scott Demore. So
I don't think so either. They're adding guys. I was kind of happy to see Matt Hardy there. Good to see Sammy Callahan. He actually wrestled on Impact. But like I said, he's not technically signed. He's still a free agent. So I don't know how long he'll stick around, but we'll have to wait and see. Coming up this Thursday. Well, actually, it'll be Friday morning. We'll tape it Thursday. We'll have a new episode this week of Place Me Nation's main event. I will preview Under Siege with the guys, and then we will preview. I wonder if it's the full show. I wonder if the full card has been announced yet. It's pretty close, I think. Next Saturday, Doctor, May 4th is Backlash France. Wonderful play, Dino Bravo's music. Which I think is the French national anthem or something, isn't it? I don't know. I think everybody should be wearing fleur-de-lis.
He was Canadian, but that's okay.
Well, he was French-Canadian. It was like half.
I know.
But it doesn't count, jerk face. I know. But, so that'll be coming up this Saturday, May 4th from Dessines Chapeau Lyon Metropolis in France at the LDLC Arena. So that is next. That's this coming Saturday. There's five matches, four of them for belts. The two big belts are on the line. Cody Rhodes will defend the WWE title against AJ Styles. Damian Priest will defend the World Heavyweight title against Jey Uso. Bayley will defend the WWE Women's title in a three-way against Naomi and Tiffany Stratton. The Kabuki Warriors will defend the Women's tag titles against Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. I think they're going to win. And in a regular tag, the New Bloodline, they're not calling it new, it's just the Bloodline, but it's Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga will take on Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. Not a bad little card.
Yeah.
Not a bad little card for next Saturday in France.
Put the biggest stars they have on right now for the audience in Europe. That's good.
Yeah, I think so. How many does this place seat? This LDLC arena. Let's see. Let me click on the link. The LDLC Arena, under a naming contract with Group LDLC, is a multi-purpose indoor arena in Dessines Chaput in the Lyon metropolis in France. Owned by OL Group, the arena opened in November of 2023. So this place is barely 6 months old and is mainly used for sporting events and concerts. It is located near to the Parc Olympique Lyonnais Stadium in Dessines Chaput. It seats 16,000 for concerts and 12,523 for basketball. So if they sell out,
it's probably between 12 and 16,000 somewhere around there.
Yeah. So if they sell out, it'd be more of a concert. So they could probably get 17,000 for that show if you count like floor seats and stuff. So that'll be good. Good for them. As mentioned, this will begin the little, as I've mentioned a few times here, this now begins the stretch of international shows. After this, on May 25th, on Memorial Day weekend in Jeddah, as Triple H is praying to get rid of the Saudi Arabia deal, is King and Queen of the Ring. So that should be fun. That'll be on May 25th. And then after that, in June, on June 15th, is Clash at the Castle from the OVO Hydro in Glasgow, Scotland, otherwise known as Callum McDougall's backyard. Literally his actual backyard. He would enjoy that very much. And then after that, I think NXT's next show. Let's see. I think NXT's next show is Battleground. And that will take place on June 9th, which is a Sunday, at the UFC Apex in Enterprise, Nevada. This is the first show, Doctor, where TKO is kind of blending their brands for the first time. WWE is going to have a show in a UFC complex.
Yes, so, I heard that.
Yeah, so that'll be on Sunday, June 9th. And then, of course, the next big show will be Money in the Bank, which will be in July up in Toronto. It's not Toronto, it's Toronto. And then, of course, back in the United States on Saturday, August 3rd for SummerSlam in Cleveland. So there's your WWE schedule of stuff coming up in the next few months. What do you think about the, I don't think I've had, this is my Dr. G prescription for the week. What are your thoughts on WWE doing all of these like international shows? Like that matter, not just like random house shows or whatever, like shows with actual like teeth to them.
Well, first of all, they have an international following, and instead of just giving them a house show, give them something, you know, they don't go there all the time. So,
right.
And it makes, you know, and also, you know, it kind of makes your championships more legitimized because that means you are really, truly are a world champion or, you know, like, and the thing is that getting the WWE into different markets, I mean, they've been in these markets, but showing that you care about those markets, you know, because after a while, you're going to lose some steam. Okay, well, we never see these guys. So when they come over there, I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, I don't know what impact WWE's made in France as compared to some of the other countries, but I'm surprised that they're in a small arena like that and not a stadium.
True.
But I don't know what the weather is. I don't know if they have dome stadiums. I have no idea over there. So
yeah, I don't either. Yeah, it might be a little chilly in France.
But
just don't forget, in February when they were in Perth for Elimination Chamber, the weather's, you know, because I talk to Dave Hall constantly. They're in summertime. So he told me that day in Perth, it was like 86 degrees or whatever. So.
But yeah, I think it's a good thing. And, you know, here in the United States, we could watch all this stuff. So it's not that much of a problem. I know it kind of causes issues if you're going to try to watch it live based on the time change, but.
Well, Backlash France will be easy. That'll be, that's because their time is not, is they'll be in prime time there. I think it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon that day. The Saudi Arabia shows are usually at noon. The only shows that are that really are a problem in terms of North America watching them is like when they're far away. Like, say, there's going to be a – I guarantee you at some point, maybe in 2025, WWE will do a, like a pay-per-view in Japan. I think that's inevitable. Man. And that'll be like fucking 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, Australia, yeah, it's a big time difference.
That, yeah, it's those the same kind of places. Yeah, and obviously when they were in Perth, that was like at the crack of ass crack of dawn. But when they're in Europe, because don't forget, at the end of August, they'll be in Berlin, Germany, and I bet you that show will probably be...
Well, as much as you want to watch something live, and I get it, but, you know, we can watch things so easily now, so you watch the replay or whatever.
Well, now, that, I mean, here domestically, we have the cock, so they just put the, you know, the show's saved immediately, we can watch it whenever. Internationally, they have WWE Network, but of course, that'll change in 2025 when... Because just to clarify to everybody, internationally... All of WWE is going to Netflix. And here in America, only Raw is going to Netflix. Peacock's not going anywhere, for anybody who's maybe confused by that. Only Raw is going to Netflix. Internationally, everything is going to Netflix. So as whenever that happens, there will no longer be a WWE network anywhere. Overseas, in international markets, everything. The archive, pay-per-views, everything is going through Netflix. Here in the United States, only Raw is going to Netflix. SmackDown is going to USA, and NXT is going to CW, whenever those deals start. So, anyway, just wanted to clarify that for those that didn't know. Yeah, I'm excited. Listen, when the network launched in 2014... And that day, that Monday, JR and I did an episode of the Place to Be podcast. We talked about this. We're like, what can this network be? And they kind of got into it in 2015. If you remember, Dr. G, they did that Beast of the East show when Brock Lesnar went on his quote tour. They did a show in Japan.
Yep.
I'll never forget that because that was the morning we dropped your daughter off when she went to Alaska. I'll never forget that. We dropped her off at the bus at the rest stop to take her to the airport when she went to Alaska. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I remember that. And I remember that I stayed up because we were up early and I remember it was on. They did that MSG house show later that year in 2015. I remember that. So JR and I had said on that episode of the Place to Be podcast that this is the time to finally use international markets and can do shows at weird times. You don't have to do it at Sunday nights at 8 o'clock, like you've done for years. You know what I mean? You know, now, of course, the old pay-per-view model is completely out the window. They do shows on Saturdays now for the most part. NXT, for the most part, does their show on Sundays. Although, I mean, I went to NXT Deadline back in December, and that was a Saturday night. It was in Bridgeport. So we had said for a long time that this new model would be perfect for them to get into international markets and put on – shows with some teeth, not just throwaway house shows, but like a pay-per-view or a pay-per-view quality show that's got title matches where, you know, the possibility of it. Now, obviously, Cody Rhodes and Damian Priest are not losing at either on either show, on either of their matches. I think Kabuki Warriors could drop the belts to Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. I could easily see that happening. So, anyway. We've been talking about this for over a decade, that this business model of streaming will enhance WWE in international markets, and they've pretty much done that. So now there's a big rumor, and if this happens, I will totally eat crow. This is another news story that came out this week. The mayor of London, did you see this, doctor? The mayor of London says it wants to enhance London as the sporting capital of the world. Obviously, they host a lot of World Cup and soccer and other stuff, and they have other sports, but they want the Super Bowl. The mayor mentioned after he, because his election's coming up like in a, I don't know, a month or something. Or maybe it's a few weeks. He talked about wanting the Super Bowl in London, and he said he wants WrestleMania in London. Now, when he sent that tweet.
WrestleMania happening before the Super Bowl, actually.
When he sent that tweet, Triple H answered him and said, let's talk. Now, I have said forever, I don't think WrestleMania will ever be in London. I don't think WrestleMania will be anywhere other than the continental United States or Canada. I just don't think they're going to cut off.
Not with this new company, nope.
I just don't think they're going to cut off the North American market. There's only so many people from the United States that are going to fly to London, and I don't think they'll have enough people to.
If you get people from around the world to come to the United States, people from the diehards will go out to. Nope.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
I think it's going to be in London, honestly. I don't know when, but there will be one. I think that'll be the first market that it would be overseas that it would be in. You know,
well, it'd be the only one. I don't think
overseas, like not in North America.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever see, and I broke Dave Hall's heart. I don't think you'll ever see WrestleMania in like Australia or something, because you're not going to be able to, you can't do a WrestleMania at like 4 o'clock in the morning. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you could do I guess you could do a WrestleMania where the show starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Why the hell not?
You could. Why not?
They're not going to do it on delay like they did for SummerSlam 92. Do the show, take the show on Saturday and air it on Monday because, you know, the internet will destroy it. So anyway, I saw that story. I was curious your thoughts. You're probably right.
The new model, too, you're not looking for pay-per-view buys per se. Right. You can have something started at a different time rather than the traditional time that we have here.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. I am probably 100, and I totally admit it. I'm 100% dead wrong. There will probably be a WrestleMania in London. You're probably right. I'm going to stick to it just for fiscal reasons, but you might be – I think I'm totally wrong, and I think eventually we'll be in London. But we'll see. I don't think Triple H seems like not to be one of those guys who just tweets for the shits of it. So anyway, that'll do it for this weekend's episode of the PTB Weekend Special. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being patient with my incoherent babbling. I don't know what my problem was tonight. I don't even have a drop of liquor. In any event – have a wonderful week, everyone. We will be back next Monday, so there will not be a PTB Weekend Special next weekend. On Monday, which will drop at some point during the day Monday, we will do a reaction special for TNA Under Siege. Including in that will be a recap of this coming Tuesday's episode of Power, as we look ahead to the following Tuesday, which will be the final part of Ha Tams. When we will we'll definitely see a new national heavyweight champion, and we could see a new world's heavyweight champion. So follow us on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. Follow our YouTube channel, Place to Be Wrestling Network. We drop the pods there as well. And of course, all your podcasting, your podcatchers as well. We got a pretty good week ahead of this week. New episode of Place to Be Nation's main event. We will preview Under Siege and preview Backlash France for this coming weekend. So have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week, next Monday, when we react to Under Siege. I'm Scott. He's the doctor. You're not.
Ciao. Stay home.
I cruise from Houston to Canal Street. I'm a misfit and a rebel. See the winos talking to themselves, and I can understand. Why is it every time I go out, I always seem to get in trouble? I guess I made an impression on somebody north of Hester and south of Grand. I'm a big man on Mulberry Street. I don't mean all day, only at night when I'm light on my feet. What else have I got that I'd be trying to hide? Maybe a blind spot I haven't seen from the sensitive side. I'm a big man.